Hello. Hi, this is Nikki calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Calvert?
Yeah.
How are you doing today, Calvert?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for asking. So, yes, I am calling with regards to your scheduled client interview, and this call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this the best time for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Sounds good. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, I wanted to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I will be verifying your business information. Second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process, and we will be discussing the next steps. And if ever you do have any questions or clarifications, Calvert, please do not hesitate to call me off and ask me, because I wanted to make sure that we'll be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. And I see here that you already signed the terms and conditions and you're done setting up the security question with Andy. So I'm going to go ahead now and proceed with verifying all the business information that we have is correct. If you hear anything that is incorrect, just let me know so I can make the necessary changes. So I got here, your business name is called Cal Jackson Construction. Is that correct?
My business is actually Cal Jackson Services.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and change it. So that's Cal Jackson Services. I will change it for you. All right. And the address I have on here is 451 Wellesley Drive, Corona, California, 92879.
Yes, correct.
All right. And is this a home address or an office location?
It's a home address.
Home address, I see. Will Google have a favorite business that show the address online, even if it's a home, and these can directly improve your rankings? Would you be willing to share your address online?
I don't want to if I don't have to.
Okay. Nothing to worry. I can hide it for you. Okay?
Okay.
So let's hide it here. And I just wanted to make sure. Can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
All right. And the phone number your clients will call you is actually the call tracking number that we set up. Are you already aware with the call tracking number that we have for you?
Yes.
All right. So that's the 949-782-7707. And all the calls will still go directly to your number and in line 132. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
All right. Sounds good. And I can see it here, Cal, that you are licensed and insured, correct?
Yes, I am. I have a business license and I'm fully insured.
Amazing. And can you read to me your business license number and the expiration date? Is it handy with you right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have that with me right now. I'm currently at work.
That's okay. That's okay. I'll just note it here. And if ever you have time, if you can send it through an email or a text message, then that would be okay, okay?
Yes. Okay.
All right. And let me see. I just wanted to make sure that I got here your correct email address, and that's going to be caljacksonservices@gmail.com.
Yes, correct.
All right. And would you like to have a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business?
I'm so sorry. Could you repeat that last thing?
Yeah. Would you like to have a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business? Well, having a professional customer greeting is essential to showing your prospects that you are a trusted and branded business. But for this one, Cal, we do have a one-time cost of $19, and you will be able to make any changes or updates to it as needed. So the sample message goes like this. Hi, thank you for calling Cal Jackson Services. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So the $19 one-time payment will let you choose if you want to have a female voice artist or a male voice artist to record the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then they can record it for you. Are you interested in adding this to your subscription?
No, that's all right. I think I'll do my own voicemail.
All right. Nothing to worry. So I'll just put it here, skip her now. And do you have a business website already?
No, I don't.
All right. If you don't have one yet, so no worries. We can go ahead and create a website for you, so we call it a My Site. So let me go ahead and pull up some website URL options or domain name for you to choose. So, okay. Cal Jackson Services is actually a long domain name, and we highly suggest that we can have a shorter domain name for your clients to remember. Do you have any domain name that you would like me to go ahead and check if it's available?
No. CalJacksonServices.com, I actually purchased it last year, but I never did anything with it. I think I still have it. I'm not sure if I need to renew it or not, though.
All right. Yeah, I was actually checking if CalJacksonServices.com is available, but it's not. Maybe you have access to that domain name, or
I
can go ahead. Oh, you do have access?
My father-in-law has access to it. He's the one that bought it for me. So he does have access to it.
Okay. So do you want us to work on that domain name, or do you want me to have CalJacksonServices.net for you? Which do you prefer?
We'll do .com, and then I'll verify with him today that that I can get the information from him.
Gotcha. Yeah, I actually check it here, and the domain name is already expired, so it needs a renewal. Yes.
Okay.
So what do you prefer? Do you want me to go ahead and work with the .net, or do you want to renew the domain .com?
Let's do .com.
All right. So you will have to renew this, and I'm going to send you an email so you can provide us access, credentials to your domain name, so we can work on the website, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let me just note it here that we will have the .com. CalServices.com. All right. Okay, and also, would you like to have the ability to process your customer's payment directly through your website?
Sorry, I have bad service here. Could you repeat that one last time?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Would you like to have the ability to process your customer's payment directly through your website?
Is that an added fee?
No, there's no additional cost for this one, Cal, but to make this possible, we need a couple of things from you. First, you need to make sure that you have a business PayPal account, and then you need to generate the code to be used on your website. Don't worry, it's going to be very simple, okay? So I'm going to send you the steps and how to do it. Now, we can't complete this without your help, so please reply to the email as soon as you have the information, okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's have it here. Let's talk about your keywords. So keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I see here that you do provide painting services. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. So what is your main service? Like, what would you like for your potential customers to find you for?
Painting and drywall are my main things, but we do everything. We do electrical and plumbing and, you know, full remodels and bathrooms and pretty much everything, all aspects of construction.
Okay. So your main service is the painting and the drywall. All right. So I actually did some research, Cal, and I found some keywords that I think are relevant to your type of business. So please advise if these keywords are relevant or if you would like to add, okay?
Okay.
So we have here, the first keyword for you is the painting services. So that's going to be the first one. We have interior painting, exterior painting, commercial painting, residential painting, office painting, professional painting, house painting, drywall repair, cabinet refinishing, sheetrock repair, wood staining, power washing, and pressure washing.
Yes, I do all of that.
All right. So you also mentioned that you do like electrical, plumbing, and construction services?
Yes, correct.
All right. So let me add it here, but your main service is going to be the painting services, correct?
Is that going to affect how it's, yes and no. I try to focus on painting and drywall, but we do everything. So
yeah.
I don't know if I would say it's my main focus, but it's, kind of my main focus.
Yeah, all right. Nothing to worry. Actually, I'm just putting it here like your main service, but we're adding all the keywords that we have.
Okay.
Yes. So, let me just clarify so that we can get the best keywords for you. You mentioned that you do the construction, everything about construction.
Yeah.
But let me go ahead here and check the best keywords for your construction services. So we have here, do you do like general contractor, remodeling services, house renovations, room additions, do you all that?
Yeah.
Garage additions, building contractor, home improvement contractor, construction company, and custom home builder.
Yeah, correct.
All right. Oh, this is quite a few keywords that we have. And I'll just add it here, the electrical services and plumbing services. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Do you have any other keywords that you would like to add?
Let's see. No, I think that pretty much covers it.
All right. Anyways, I'm going to email you all the keywords that we just went over.
What about popcorn ceiling removal? Would that be under the drywall portion?
I can add that. Maybe some people really use for that. It's popcorn ceiling removal.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm going to have it here near the drywall repair, the popcorn ceiling removal. Okay. So are you okay with this, or do you have any other keywords?
That should be okay.
All right. So anyways, I'm going to email you all the keywords that we just went over. If you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you wanted to add more, just reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Sure.
All right. And the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. So my first question for you for that is, what sets you apart from your competitors? Or can you tell me anything unique about your business?
I think basically it's going to be, I don't know if you guys are able to access my reviews from Yelp, but I pretty much have consistent reviews across the board. It's that my work is optimal, my work ethic, my personality, just being friendly. People love to work with me. Everybody pretty much writes the same reviews about me, just that they love my work and that I'm just very a friendly person to be around.
Amazing. What do customers like about your business? I can put that. That is actually a very good description about you. And is this a family-owned business?
I own it myself, yes.
All right. Is this locally owned and operated?
Yes, it is.
Do you offer free estimates?
I do.
Amazing. So we got here. And do you have a mission statement?
No, I don't.
All right. They actually prepared a list of mission statements for you. I'm going to go ahead and read a few samples. Tell me if there is anything you like from the list, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I got here at Cal Jackson Services. We strive to be a company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have at Cal Jackson Services, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at Cal Jackson Services, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. The fourth one is at Cal Jackson Services, our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. And the last one is at Cal Jackson Services, we strive for higher standards of service.
I think I like that first one.
The first one. So at Cal Jackson Services, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. All right. Let's have this. And how about a tagline or slogan? Do you happen to have one?
I don't.
All right. But the tagline or slogans that we have, it's actually focused with the painting services. Do you want to hear it, or do you want to personalize your tagline or slogan?
It's directed towards painting, though, you said?
Yes.
I probably wouldn't use it if it's only for painting.
What do you prefer? Like, do you prefer for the general contractor?
Yeah.
Okay, let me go ahead and pull it up for you. So I'm going to read to you a few samples for general contractor. We actually have here your vision, our blueprint. We also have precision, performance, perfection. We have here crafting spaces with care. We also have on time, on budget, on point. And the last one is we build it right, right on time.
Well, I kind of like that last one.
All right. So we build it right, right on time. Okay. Let's use this. And how many years have you been in business?
10 years.
10
Actually,
years.
I'm sorry. 12 years.
12 years. So you started this like 2013?
I did. Well, I didn't get my business license until about 5 years ago, but I was working previous to that. For about 5 or 6 years.
So the Call Jackson services has been around since 2020?
Yes, it has. 2019.
But did you have like more than 10 years of experience?
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Like, what do you prefer? Do you want me to put it here more than 12 years or like around 15 years?
Yeah, let's put around 15 years.
All right. Have here around 15 years of experience. And how many people work with your company?
I've got two full-time employees, and then I've got all different kind of subs that I use for different situations. So I essentially have a lot of people that I work with, but two full-time.
Gotcha. Two full-time, and that's, including yourself, it's going to be three, right?
Yes, correct.
All right. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
Mainly residential.
All right. So let's focus with the residential.
And I do some commercial, though, so if you did want to add it on there, then...
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I would recommend to market you with both if you also do the commercial. So let's just work with both. And I just wanted to confirm if I got here your correct hours of operation. So it says, oh, that's every day from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.?
Yes, correct.
Gotcha. And what types of payment do you accept?
All types.
All types. So I just wanted to clarify that's going to be cash, checks, cards. Do you also do PayPal, Apple Pay, Venmo?
I do Venmo or Zelle or Cash App,
right.
Check, card. That would be about it.
All right. So we have cash, checks, card, Venmo, Zelle, and Cash App.
Yes.
All right. So now that we have gathered your business information right here with Nikal, we have two options for you. The first option is we will optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. These will be included at no additional cost. The second option is we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. So, which option do you prefer?
What would the other 100 options, like what would some of those be?
All right, so I can actually send you a list for that, and I understand that that might seem appealing, but I must warn you with this one, Cal. This might increase your visibility, but it can also expose your business to a flood of spam telemarketers. So listing your business on 100 directories is like putting your phone number in billboards everywhere. You may get a lot of calls, but many will be from the wrong people, including telemarketers and spam. So I would actually highly suggest that we work on the first option if you would like.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. And let's talk about your Google business profile now. I see that your business is located in Corona, California. So for this one, Cal, what cities or zip code would you like to target? I also wanted to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google business profile. And for you to have a better ranking to your Google business profile, it is very helpful if we focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Sure. So it's basically only going to be targeted to these 5 cities?
We're actually going to set the one, but we can target around the cities in it, like the service areas. Yeah.
Okay. Well, definitely Corona because that's where I live. And then, if we could do,
I'm sorry to cut you off. It should be under 2 hours driving distance so that your Google business profile will not get suspended.
Sure.
All right.
Maybe like Corona and, maybe Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do some areas in Orange County. Orange or Fullerton, like that area there.
Let me see. What specific areas there would you like? Let me add it here. On the Orange County?
Yeah, in Orange County, like Orange, Yorba Linda, and maybe Huntington.
All right. Huntington. So we have here Corona, Riverside, some from the Orange County, the Belinda, and the Huntington.
So, yeah. Yes, Corona, Riverside, Orange, Yorba Linda. Yes, correct.
All right. I am adding the Huntington here. And do you know if you have a Google business profile?
No, I don't think I do.
All right. Yeah, I was actually trying to check it earlier before I tried to call you because I wanted to make sure that there is no existing Google business profile so that it will really work well because having more than two or having more than one is really not helpful. So nothing to worry about that one, Kyle. We will create a Google business profile for you and optimize it, okay? So for this one, Google will require 1 or 2 verifications and they will determine the verification method. Verification is very important to show your business on Google search and maps. Verifications will be done using either video, phone, email, or postcard, and we will require your assistance and cooperation during this process. Video verification has the highest likelihood to occur. As you are the business owner, it is important that you do this process by uploading a video showing your location, equipment, and proof of management. We will provide you instructions and requirements via email. Do you have any business cards or any signage?
I do have some business cards, but I need to make some new ones because it's pretty plain. It doesn't advertise like my Yelp or anything like that, so I need to make some new ones.
Okay. Also, in your business card, you can also add your call tracking number if you're going to create one.
My what number?
Your call tracking number. You can add your call tracking number.
I'm not sure what that is.
Yeah, the call tracking number, the one that we set up for you, the number that we have created, the 949-782-7707.
Is that going to be my new business number?
Oh, this is actually the number that we have created for you, so we are going to promote it on your marketing campaign, but all the calls will still go directly to your number ending in 9132. So we created
a
call. Yes. So you can actually add this, because this is going to target your new clients.
Okay, got it.
All right. Or do you want us to send a business card for you that you can print out, a digital business card?
Sure. Or
all right.
Would I be able to order some through you?
I have to check for that, but actually we only send digital business cards and you can print that out. My team could work it for you. But okay. When you're ordering.
So how would I print that out on the business cards?
So we're gonna send a digital one for you. Let me just go ahead and make sure if you can order from us.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure that I am gonna give you the correct information. So let me just ring my team real quick for that question. Just one moment here. All right. So I will notify you once I hear from my team, okay?
Sure. Yeah, no problem.
All right. Okay. I'm just noting it here. And also, in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days due to the address you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. If we have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay?
Okay, so the first part of that cutout, what is this video for?
Yeah, so this video is for the verification of your Google Business Profile. So I'm going to send you an email for that with the instructions because the Google will really be asking you to do the live verification to make sure that you are in that location and you are really a legit business. So that is actually the Google itself.
Mm-hmm. Is this something I need to do now?
Oh, no. We're actually going to send you an email for that. It's not to be done.
Gotcha.
Today, yeah, because we are going to set up your account first.
Okay, yeah.
All right. And also, to get your Google Business Profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So I'm going to send you an email titled Action Needed, Pictures Needed for Google Verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible, your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, okay?
Okay.
All right. And also, one of the newest features that we have is to create weekly recurring posts on behalf of your business. Well, posts are a great way to get attention on real estate and Google, as well as improve your optimization. You will be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard. So, would you like to opt into this program with no additional cost?
I think I'm so sorry. I'm currently driving at the moment, and I think I'm in a bad service area. It keeps cutting in and out on me. I'm so sorry. Would you mind repeating that one more time?
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Just tell me if everything was not clarified, okay? So,
okay.
One of the newest features that we have is to create weekly recurring posts on behalf of your business. Well, posts are a great way to get attention in real estate and Google, as well as improve your optimization. You will be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard. So,
oh, sure.
Would you like, yes, I actually recommend for you to do this, because this is going to help you with the optimization, yes. And let's talk about Yelp now. Do you already have a Yelp page?
I do, yes.
Amazing. If your Yelp page is already live, we advise for you to continue to manage it so you do not lose any content or placement. Or if you would like for us to optimize your Yelp page, we will need you to add us as an admin. Would you like us to optimize your page?
What would you be doing to it?
Yeah, so my team actually have, when they do optimize that, I'm not quite sure. But if you would like us to optimize your page, there's no additional cost for that.
So what does that mean by optimizing it? What would you be doing to the page?
Right, so we are actually going to make sure, I'm not quite sure if they do the, because on the Google Business Profile and on the Facebook, when they optimize the pages, they do posting and they work on the keywords for that. On the Yelp page, I'm not actually quite sure for that.
Yeah.
But they,
no, that's okay. I'll leave my Yelp page alone.
All right, that's okay. If you don't want us to optimize, we'll just have to skip it for now. And if ever you decide for us to optimize it for you, just let us know, okay?
Sure.
Gotcha. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you have a business Facebook page?
I do, but it's only personal, and so I don't want it to have anything to do with my business account.
Okay. Actually, Facebook requires that you create the page yourself, and for you to be able to create a Facebook business page, you need to have the personal Facebook page. And I also see it here, Cal, that you have Facebook ads as a product in your package with us. We actually need to have access to your Facebook page so that we can link your Facebook ads. Don't worry, we're not going to work anything. We're not going to touch anything about your personal Facebook page. We're just going to send you a link for your Facebook business page so that you can add us as an admin. We're not going to touch anything for the personal Facebook page, only the Facebook business page.
So will my Facebook business page, will people be able to view my personal page if they go to my business page?
Yeah, your business Facebook page will be created through your personal Facebook, but they will not be able to get through that. They will only see the Facebook business page.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So you haven't have any Facebook business page yet, correct?
No, I have no business page.
All right. So nothing to worry. Actually, Facebook requires that you create the page yourself because you're going to have that from your personal Facebook page. So once created, you will have full ownership, okay? You will have full ownership of it, and you will need to grant us access to the page. I will send you an email with instructions on how to create the page and then grant us access via special link. Don't worry, Cal. You simply need to add the business name and the category to create the basic page, and we will take care of the rest, okay?
Okay.
All right. And I see, as I have mentioned, that you do have Facebook ads as a product in your package with us. Would you like to send specific images to use on your Facebook ads?
Would these be pictures that I have, or would you make, are these images that you guys have?
Yeah, pictures of your completed work. Do you have those that you can send us?
I do, yeah. I'm going to have to go through my phone and send you guys a bunch of pictures and stuff.
Gotcha.
Put them on my website. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're going to use it to your website, to your business Facebook page, and to your Google listing. So we will work that one. All right. And what call to action do you want for your ad campaign? We have three options, and you can choose one, whichever you think would work best for you. So we have Facebook form fill, we have calls, and we have Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook form fill, Cal, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time, so we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible, and these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. And if you select Calls, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook Ads tab. But unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. And the last option that we have is the Facebook Messenger. So with Facebook Messenger, you have to ensure that you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. So the messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure that you never miss out on any business or service request. But you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours per Facebook's policy. So, what do you think would work best for you?
I'd like the messages to go to my phone, not Facebook Messenger.
Okay, so let's work with a Facebook form fill. So you will receive messages in real time, that's SMS and email.
Okay.
All right, so let's work on that. And our business hours is from Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. Do you have a day or time preference that you would like us to reach out to you? Or is any time we're open okay?
Anytime is fine.
All right, anytime. And do you have a logo?
I don't know.
You do have. Okay. So I will ask you to send us your logo via email to photos@local/.com, or you can apply to my photo.
I'm sorry. I said no. I do not have a logo.
Oh, you don't have a logo. I'm sorry about that.
No.
Okay, nothing to worry. If you don't have a logo yet, we can create a generic logo for you. Do you want us to create a generic logo for you?
Yes, please.
All right. So we will create one. So now, you are going to receive a few emails from us in the next few days. As I mentioned earlier, Cal, the first email will be the keyword email. Please review them. If you want to make any changes or add any other keywords, please go ahead and reply to my email with the changes that you want. You will also receive an email regarding photos. If you have pictures of your completed work, we can use them for your Google Business Profile, website, and more. You can reply to the email with up to 20 images, or feel free to upload as many as you like to your client dashboard. But please ensure that they're high resolution and good quality. If the images you provide are low quality or do not best represent your business, we will use high quality stock photos as temporary placeholders on your new website. These stock images will be industry related, but if you notice that any of it don't fit, let us know and we will replace them. So all images we use are copyright protected. If you receive any emails or calls about copyright issues related to photos, please contact us before responding. And within a few days...
Oh, sorry. Would you be able to do some of the stock images until I can get... I have like 10,000 pictures in my phone. I'm going to have to spend some time and go through all of it and get you the ones that I want. But until I'm able to do that, are you able to use some of your stock images?
Yes, for sure. That's a good question. So I'll note it here that we do stock images for now. And if ever you can send us your photos, we can work on that. Okay?
Okay, perfect.
That was quite a lot. 10,000.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, wow. You have to go through. Oh, my God.
I do. I got to go through all of them and figure out which ones I want to put on there. It's going to take me a long time.
Yeah, for sure. Oh my God, is it going to give you a headache? I don't know. But
yeah.
I'll look here, Cal. We're going to work that one for you, okay? All right. And also, you will be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It is mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. So your client dashboard, Cal, will show you how many calls and clicks you are receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories that we list your business on. You will also be receiving the call tracking email. This will allow you to see the number we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. You will be able to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business. And now, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. So with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories, and we will optimize your Google Business Profile once it has been verified. So you should see results within 45 to 60 days. So don't forget that you can visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Also, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile are scam calls. So please be aware of that, okay? If you have any questions, give us a call before responding to any questionable requests that you might receive. And as we get close to finishing up with this call, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. So what day and time would work best for you so we can set it up now? So 3 weeks from now, Kyle, that's going to be on the 21st of May. Are you okay with that or do you have any other day?
No, that's fine.
All right. And what will be the best time for you?
Any time is fine.
Any time. Do you want to do it at the same time or do you want to do it earlier?
Same time.
Same time. Okay. That's going to be 3 p.m. Pacific. And, yeah, I actually just hear from my team that we can only, let me just see. All right. All right. And okay. I am clarifying it to my team with regards with a business card. Just one moment here. Oh, all right. Cal, I just hear it from my team, and we can actually do it. We can print this and ship you directly through the business card.
Sure.
All right. So I will note it here so we can ship you the business card and print. But before we do that, do you want to check the design before we do the final printing?
Sure, yes.
Gotcha. I'll note it here. All right. Okay. So now this will conclude our interview, Cal. Thank you so much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. There was quite a lot, but you've been very helpful in setting up your account here with me. But do you have any other questions that I can help you out with?
No, I don't think so. When would the website be up and running and available for me to take a look at it?
Good question. For your website, I hope that you can provide us the credentials so that we can work on that. And once you provide us your website credentials, we should be working on that and it should be up and running within 5 to 7 days.
Perfect.
All right. And I'm going to send you an email for that so you can reply to it, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. And also, Kyle, after 5 to 7 days, please review all the information that has been submitted and let us know if anything needs to be changed, and we will complete that as soon as possible. So our client support number is 877-635-6225. You will receive our contact information by email, so please do not hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. You can contact us via phone calls, email, text messages, or live chat. So we are open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. That's Monday through Friday. You can also schedule appointments with us at your own convenience. So please look out for emails and text messages with updates from us within the next couple of days. We will also call you in a few weeks to update you and review the progress of your campaign. So once again, Local Splash wants to thank you for your business. And of course, Cal, we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. Always remember that we value your business. But before I let you go, is there anything else that I can help you out with?
No, I think that was it.
All right. Thank you so much, Cal. It was nice talking to you, and enjoy the rest of the day. Take care, especially
if you're
driving, okay?
You too. Thank you so much. I'll talk
to you
soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.